Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Baby Memory Book by Paper Peony Press is a modern baby memory journal and scrapbook designed to help parents record a child's early life from pregnancy through the first 5 years. Positioned as both a keepsake and a practical memory-keeping tool, it combines guided prompts with open space for photos, notes, sonogram images, footprints, and other mementos. It's 10x10-inch hardcover format, linen-style heirloom cover, gold foil detailing, and archival quality paper signal that it is meant to last as a family artifact, rather than a temporary notebook. The book is also intentionally gender neutral, which broadens its usefulness as a baby shower gift and makes it adaptable for any family. In a category that often leans either heavily decorative or purely functional, this title aims to balance visual appeal, structure, and flexibility in a single premium format. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a guided baby record that spans pregnancy through age 5. The central design choice in the Baby Memory Book is its extended timeline. Rather than stopping at birth or the first year, it covers pregnancy, infancy, toddlerhood, and the early preschool years. That broader scope matters because many family milestones do not fit neatly into a one-year album. Pregnancy details, birth statistics, first holidays, early words, growth changes, and later memories all belong in a single documented arc. The book's value comes from giving parents one place to gather that progression, instead of scattering it across separate journals, loose prints, and digital folders. This creates continuity and makes the finished book feel more like a family record than a scrapbook of isolated moments. The long-range structure also encourages consistency. Parents can return to the same format over multiple years, which helps preserve context and makes later entries easier to compare with earlier ones. In that sense, the book is not just about collecting memories, but about organizing a child's early development into a coherent narrative. Secondly, balanced prompts and blank space support both memory keeping and creativity. The book's layout is notable for combining structured prompts with open-ended pages. This balance is one of its strongest practical features. The prompts reduce the burden on parents who may want guidance on what to record, especially during busy newborn months when memory slips are common. At the same time, the open space allows the book to remain personal rather than rigid. Parents can include notes, captions, photos, drawings, and small keepsakes in whatever way fits their style. That flexibility matters because family memory books often fail when they are either too sparse to be useful or too prescriptive to feel authentic. Here, the structure helps ensure that key moments are not forgotten, while the blank areas preserve room for individuality. The result is a book that can accommodate different levels of time, creativity, and documentation habits. It can be completed modestly with brief entries or developed into a fuller scrapbook with layered memorabilia. This makes the format practical for a wide range of parents, rather than only highly organized scrapbookers. Thirdly, premium materials turn the journal into a durable family heirloom. Paper Peony Press clearly positions this book as an heirloom object, and that identity is reinforced through its physical construction. The hardcover format, linen-style cover, gold foil details, and archival quality paper are not decorative extras. They support the book's intended lifespan. A baby memory book is often handled over many years, revisited by children later in life, and sometimes filled with photos or keepsakes that can damage lower quality paper. Using heavyweight and archival materials helps protect both the contents and the structure of the book. It also changes how the book is perceived. Instead of feeling like a disposable record, it becomes something families may keep on a shelf or table, as part of the home. That display quality is important in this genre because memory books often serve a dual role: private documentation and visible family keepsake. The premium build, therefore, strengthens the book's emotional and practical purpose. It is designed not only to be filled out, but to survive repeated use and remain presentable for future years. Fourthly, gender-neutral modern design makes it broadly usable as a gift. The visual identity of the Baby Memory Book is intentionally modern, clean, and gender-neutral. That design choice makes it especially effective in the baby gift market, where versatility matters. A neutral palette and simple illustration style allow the book to suit different families, tastes, and nursery themes without feeling overly themed or traditionally gendered. This widens its usefulness for baby showers, registry gifting, and general newborn presents, because the buyer does not need to tailor the book to a specific aesthetic. The design also gives the book a more timeless quality. Highly stylized baby books can feel dated quickly, but a restrained look is more likely to remain appealing when the child grows older and revisits the book. That matters because this is not just a parent-facing product. It is meant to be read again later by the child and family. The modern design, therefore, serves both immediate gift appeal and long-term display value. It makes the book appropriate for parents who want something polished and current, without sacrificing emotional warmth. Lastly, a a scrapbook format that captures both milestones and tangible keepsakes. Unlike a simple journal that only records text, this book is built for mixed media memory keeping. Its scrapbook orientation makes room for sonogram pictures, footprints, photos, and small physical mementos alongside written entries. That is important because the earliest years of a child's life are remembered through objects as much as through language. A birth announcement, a tiny footprint, or a hospital photo can carry emotional significance that written description alone cannot fully replace. By accommodating these items, the book helps parents preserve a more complete record of early childhood. It also improves the emotional depth of the finished book, since the combination of images, notes, and artifacts can reconstruct moments more vividly than text alone. The inclusion of space for keepsakes reflects a broader purpose. This is meant to be a memory archive, not just a diary. In practical terms, that makes the book attractive to parents who want a guided format, but do not want to lose the tactile dimension of early family life. It bridges traditional journaling and physical scrapbooking in one volume. In conclusion, the Baby Memory Book is best suited for expecting parents, new parents, grandparents buying gifts, and anyone who wants a structured but flexible way to preserve a child's early years. Its main strength is that it does more than list milestones. It creates a durable, visually unified record of pregnancy through age 5, which is a longer and more meaningful span than many comparable baby books cover. The combination of guided prompts, open writing space, photo areas, and keepsake-friendly pages makes it practical for families with different levels of time and creativity. It is also especially appealing to readers who value design as much as function. Since the modern gender-neutral presentation avoids the overly sentimental or dated look common in this genre, compared with simpler baby journals, this one stands out for its heirloom quality materials and its emphasis on long-term preservation. Compared with elaborate scrapbooks, it remains accessible and easy to use. That balance is what gives it lasting value. It helps families document the ordinary and significant moments of early childhood in a format that is both usable now and meaningful later. If you would like to support Paper Peony Press, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.